This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Intersect here in Houston, Texas, and in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Akshay Desai from Observe ID. Akshay, how are you?
Good. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the studio lounge. Welcome to the conference. And speaking of the conference, how's it going for you?
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah?
Great people here. Obviously, great turnout we're seeing at CU Intersect. We're really having a good time.
Indeed. Well, so what brings you guys here, obviously? So, because I'm seeing a lot of new faces here, which is great. So I love kind of getting people to introduce them to the credit union industry and how they can help credit unions. But what brought Observe ID to this conference?
Excellent question. So Observe ID is a new startup. Mm-hmm. We started about a couple of years ago. Of course, due to pandemics, there were no conference to attend.
Yeah.
But we really believe that we can help financial industries as their cybersecurity is becoming a major threat into these industries, right? And they have to follow a lot of regulations and cybersecurity along with the governance aspect of it too. And our platform is really geared towards the security, cybersecurity, along with the privileged access management and the governance aspect of it. So
do you guys help out any financial institutions right now or credit unions? Or if so, how are you guys, in what capacity are you helping them?
Absolutely. So we're helping manage the identity lifecycle and the password management, essentially.
Okay.
What we call is a privileged access management. And I can definitely go into a little bit more detail, but trying to keep it less technical, to be honest here. But essentially what it does, it helps you from the start to the end journey, entire journey of an employee or a contractor or a consultant. What different accesses do they have? What do they actually use it? Are they overprivileged, underprivileged, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. And so you are the founder and CEO of Observe ID. So what prompted you to start this company? What were you seeing out there that needed to be answered?
Excellent question. So I've been an entrepreneur for my life for the last 15, 16 years. I have another company, which is an MSP business, right? So we do a managed service provider. And what we noticed is a lot of customers were getting into the digital transformations, moving into the cloud, and they were really struggling with the governance aspect of it, cybersecurity aspect of it. Either they have to get and integrate multiple platforms, which was becoming a very complex cost, you know, not really a cost-effective solution, and they needed a specialized skill. So there was an acute need of a software or a platform that integrates all of this concept and makes it simply, you know, simplifies the
right thing. Which is what we're all looking for these days.
Exactly.
The simpler, the better, as they say. So what have you been able to attend any of the sessions? And if so, what has stood out for you for the conference? Any highlights for you?
Absolutely. So yes, I've been in and out of the various sessions. What I see is there's a common theme across all of them, right? So security, of course, that's number one in everyone's mind. Cloud. You know, I know that credit unions has been a little bit slow to adopt the cloud, but cloud is not going anywhere, to be honest, right? And the faster that we adopt the cloud technology, the better it's going to be for everybody. And so there's a common theme across security, cloud, and governance, and compliance.
I was thinking the same thing. I was going to ask you, so what's the holdup with the cloud? Why aren't people adopting it faster?
I think it's just an education. It's a learning process, making sure, getting over. I mean, there's always a fear that cloud, oh my God, we don't know what's happening in the cloud. How do we control the security?
Yeah.
But I think the technology has advanced quite a lot. There are a lot of tools and software available in the marketplace that can help you to navigate through those security challenges.
Yeah, it's certainly experienced a resurgence because I remember, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, the cloud just came onto the scene and everybody was talking about it. And then for a few years there, it just was below the radar little bit.
Exactly,
And then the last couple of years, it's really come back
with a vengeance. So. Absolutely. You're spot on, especially with the pandemic. You know, a lot of people working remotely. Everybody's getting used to it with remote work nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, even if you ask now, obviously we are endemic. We're coming to an end of the pandemic season now. And if you really look at it, still majority of the employees who are used to working remotely, they don't want to go back.
I know.
And that's becoming a reality now, right?
Yeah, so, right.
And so security is becoming very important.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we saw that big time in the initial stage of the pandemic when everyone was rushing to be remote. And oh my gosh, what a, that was a bit chaotic, but we got through it okay. So what do you see on the horizon? What should credit unions be looking out for, or organizations in general looking out for security-wise and based on your expertise and what your company does? What should they be looking out for?
So one of the things that we are doing, and we believe that should be in the forefront for every organization, is identity security, right? So you talk about, I mean, you hear about threat detections, you talk about vulnerabilities. I mean, these are the buzzwords that are thrown around mm-hmm. quite a lot,
mm-hmm.
but not a lot of people are talking about identity security
right,
as a security.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if you read the recent research that has occurred into the identity space, 95% of the breaches are occurring due to stolen identities
yep.
or overprivileged access,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a challenge. And so until now, identity has been seen as a governance. I am trying to meet my compliance mm-hmm. requirement because mm-hmm. such and such agency, whether it's a SOX compliance, the HIPAA or whatever that may be, right?
Mm-hmm.
To meet those regulatory requirements, while the reality is it's become a security challenge now. So identity security should be in everyone's forefront.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Especially when you're thinking about cloud. And once you start thinking about cloud, very soon organizations are ending with a multi-cloud. So not only one cloud, as soon as they go into their Microsoft Azure or AWS mm-hmm. or GCP,
mm-hmm.
you name it and they keep adding it.
Right.
And so multi-cloud identity security is even a bigger challenge.
Oh my gosh, it's going to a new level,
exactly.
I say. Oh my gosh, multi-cloud, what was that, multi-cloud what?
Multi-cloud identity security.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Just when you think you've heard it all,
yes,
here's another one.
Exactly, yeah.
So, when we're talking about ID, well, are we talking digital ID or just people's identification in general?
Yeah,
or
we're
maybe
talking about, so we are all about the employee identity, right? So employee, contractors, consultants within an organization, what access do they have? As I indicated before, the research again indicates 95% of breaches are due to stolen identities within your organization.
Okay, gotcha.
The security starts at home,
yeah.
as
oh,
they say,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
The same concept.
Okay. And so a lot of education needs to be done in this area, right? So I'm sure you guys are doing that as well as providing your service, too. Yeah, so
absolutely.
Good stuff. Anything else to add, Maxey?
No, I think that's, you know, again, I think our message is obviously educating the credit unions, making sure they yeah. understand the pitfall of the cloud and multi-cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to go embrace the new system that's coming along, right? You cannot run away from that. So you definitely have to go to the cloud and the solutions, because that makes your life easier and then allows you to stay in the competition
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it comes with a security risk, and there are tools and software available yeah. out there that can help you to migrate.
Wow, with the convenience comes the security.
Exactly.
It's that balance that
yeah.
we're all trying to find. So you guys are out there helping out, helping create that balance as well. So
yeah.
good stuff. All right, Axel,
thank
you so much. Where can folks go check out ObserveID? Is it ObserveID.com?
That is correct.
Okay, we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and give you guys a call if they have any questions. But thank you so much for your time. This is great
Excellent.
Stuff. And I learned something new today then. The multi-cloud.
Multi-cloud.
Oh gosh,
yes.
Where's it going to end?
Yeah, I mean, it goes on and on, right? Hybrid solutions, there's multi-cloud solutions, and you know, the technology evolves every day.
Yeah.
You learn every day something new.
It's very exciting. Your job must be very exciting. So,
it
and
is.
Congratulations on starting this, too. That's a
Thank you.
Huge feat in itself. So good
it
stuff.
Is.
All right, Axel, I'll let you get going. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate the time,
yeah.
and keep up the good work there, all right?
All right.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.